Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Today's gospel, we see that there are great crowds following our Lord, following him precisely because they have needs, both physical and spiritual, and they see in Jesus Christ someone who can fulfill those needs. This leper has need of healing. That's what he wants, that's what he desires. And so he approaches our Lord and does him homage and makes the request. And our Lord, the goodness of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, he wills it and he does it. So all of us too are like everybody in that crowd following our Lord. We have our needs, some physical. We all have spiritual needs, that's for sure. And we should be asking our Lord to fulfill our needs and our legitimate desires. We see in today's first reading, Abram has been promised, as we mentioned the reading the other day, when he was 75 years old, he was promised a son with Sarai, and he made an act of faith, which was credited to him as righteousness. So here we see he's now 99 years old. Okay, that's some time has passed now. 24 years he's waiting, and things aren't looking better as far as his physical possibility of having a son through Sarai. And so we need to understand here that God makes good on his promises always, but in his time. What's he doing? He's testing Abram's faith. He's increasing his merits, and he's increasing his own glory. So in today's gospel, our Lord answers the leper's request immediately. Okay? But sometimes we need to wait. Sometimes we need to wait. We need to persevere in faith and trust and hope. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.